courses with wildflowers and wild horses. Wildflowers and wild horses.
Familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. 40 million Americans have taken one of the newer generation diabetes heart disease drugs. Half have trouble affording them.
The names have become common. Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro, and other GLP-1 drugs that are used primarily to treat diabetes and heart disease, but have also become a popular treatment for weight loss. Effective, but expensive. A new poll from the health policy nonprofit KFF finding 1 in 8 adults have taken a GLP-1 drug in the past, but 54% of those adults say they found the drug difficult to afford. Very difficult, say 22%. The poll finding more than half of Americans believe that Medicare should cover the cost of GLPs when prescribed for weight loss. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Justice Department's suing to stop Iowa's law empowering local police to go after people in the U.S. illegally. A Los Angeles judge declared Beach Boys founder Brian Wilson should have a conservator to manage what his doctor calls a major neurocognitive disorder. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
The Omaha Steaks Spring Sale is the perfect time to get fired up for spring grilling. Head over to omahasteaks.com and save on all your favorites or discover something new. Plus, when you use promo code QUALITY at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. With 50% site-wide, you're going to want to hurry before the sale ends. Go to omahasteaks.com. Don't forget to use promo code QUALITY to get an extra $30 off at checkout. Minimum order may be required.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, June milk closed at 2036, July 1995, August 1963, September at 1960. Cheese markets, barrels up 1.25 to 191 and a quarter, 40-pound blocks up 2.75 to 198, 3-trade a barrel, 3-trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 2.5 to 299 and 3/4, 12 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 3/4 to 113 and 3/4, 4 trades. Dry whey up 1/4 to 38.5, 7 trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets were mostly lower on the day as consumer demand isn't developing as traders have hoped. The cash cattle market hasn't also seen much trade as well. Hog prices were also lower as well due to a poor export inspections report and also lower pork cutout values. June live cattle down 52 cents to 175.95. May feeder cattle down $1.55 to 238.65. And May hogs down 55 cents to 91.97. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets were mostly lower on the day as prices continue to reflect a loss of market share for competing feedstocks for making biofuel. Now, U.S. Wheat markets, however, they were mostly higher due to continued concerns of damage to the Russian wheat crop due to some severe frost issues. May corn down 2.75 to 442.75. July down 2 to 456.5. New crop down 1.25 to 480. May beans down 20 to 1192.75. New crop down 12.5 to 12.5. Chicago wheat, May up 3.75 to 619.75. July up 3.5 to 637.5. Minneapolis wheat, July up 1 to 703.75. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand, cash corn 405, June 408, July 411, new crop at 425. Cash beans 1134, June 1139, July 1139, new crop 1116. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 427.5, June 421.5, July 424.5, new crop at 430. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 416, June 426, new crop 430. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash and June corn 403, new crop 425. Cash beans 1130, June 1133, new crop 1125. Allied Cooperative in Blair, cash corn 416, new crop 425. Cash beans 1115, new crop also at 1115. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 433, June 435, July 436, new crop 435. Cash beans 1173, June 1177, July 1183, new crop 1142. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash and June corn 403, new crop 425, cash beans 1135, June 11.35, new crop 11.25. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 159 to 190, Holstein fed cattle 140 to 169, market cows 90 to 132, bulls 120 to 159, calves 200 to 950, beef steers 180 to 360, Holstein steers at 178 to 238. Meanwhile, sheep markets, market lambs at 240 and down, light lambs 220 and down, ewes 85 and down, and bucks 70 and down. And goat markets, does 110 and down, rams 135 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 178 to 192, finished beef heifers 178 to 192, finished dairy steers 160 to 172, market cows 105 to 121, market bulls 124 to 154. Market hogs at Zumbrota at 40.50 to 82.50, light sows 34 to 39.50, heavy sows 38.50 to 42.50, boars 18 to 23. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the Morning Farm Report from WRDN.
Hi, I'm Mark Cuban, entrepreneur, businessman, and TV fan. People always come to me for investment advice. So here's a quick tip for you. Stop overpaying for cable and switch to Philo. What's Philo? It's the best way to watch more than 70 of your favorite channels and save big on your monthly bills. You can stream top channels like AMC, A&E, Discovery, live and on demand. Philo's also got a library with thousands of hours of movies and shows just waiting for you. Plus, an unlimited DVR that lets you save all your favorites and rewatch them for up to 1 year. All of this for just $25 a month. You don't need me to tell you that this is a deal you need to make. Philo, now and forever.
Head on over to philo.tv. That's philo.tv. And start your 7-day free trial now.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny with an isolated afternoon shower or thunderstorm possible here today. We'll get to around 68 for a high with wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 45. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 68. On Sunday, mostly sunny, a couple of afternoon thunderstorms with a high near 80. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Some attention from all the boys in Thibodeau. Oh my, they're really filling up their eyes, smiling and winking. I know what they're thinking, but I'm the only one who loves you so. Adelaida, heard a little Cajun queen, sweet Dixie fly, the bell of the bayou.
Redneck green, the way that you're looking, you
talking about it too.
Listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Nothing on earth that'll get me humming like a heat wave coming. I'll come running with you, making that 10 in the broad daylight. And every night is a Saturday night. And everything's right with the summer coming. I'm the first one standing in line. My day in the sun, I've been working till the sun don't shine. I'm taking off my hat, leave it to the boys. Get that old work monkey down off my back. All I want's a little peace and noise. Hit the cruise control, get me back on track. Let my old Ford treat me like a Cadillac. Nothing on earth that'll get me humming like a heat. heat wave coming. I've come running with a rig and that tan in the broad daylight. Every night is a Saturday night and everything's right. With the summer coming, I'm the first one standing in line. For my day in the sun, I've been working till the sun don't shine.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Clint Black and Summer's Coming here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. A cold morning this morning, even have some areas of frost with temperatures in the mid to upper 30s. Looks like more rain on the way, but we're even going to see a warming trend, at least for the weekend. We'll have details with our ag weather forecast next hour. Also next hour, we're going to talk with Chase Adams. He is with the National Pork Producers Council. We're going to talk with Chase about some of the things going on in D.C. Had a chance to talk with Chase last week during the NAFB Washington Watch. So we'll have that for you here coming up next hour. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America Next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
There are many reasons growers trust Stein on their operations. For starters, we're home to the industry's highest yielding genetics. But we have something else just as powerful and reliable as our products. Service. With Stein, growers have the benefit of leveraging decades of knowledge from our talented agronomy and sales teams. We're ready to walk the fields with you to ensure you get the yield benefits Stein Genetics can bring to your farm. Stein Seed. Dedicated to yield. Committed to you.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. The American Farmland Trust has launched the U.S. Farmed Certification Program. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Anheuser-Busch is the first company to display the new U.S. Farmed Certification seal on its products. Now, this certification verifies at least 95% of a product's agricultural ingredients is coming from farms in the United States. The certification was announced in March by American Farmland Trust, led by Acting President and CEO Dr. Beth Sarhaft.
U.S. Farmed is a certification and packaging seal program that any consumer packaged good company, you know, food or beverage company can use when they have 95% or more of their agricultural ingredients coming from items that were grown right here in the United States. So for Anheuser-Busch, it means that they, on the packages that they are going to be labeling where they've certified, it means that those 95% of the grains or more are coming from being grown right here in this country. So it's a really exciting program.
Sauerheft says that the seal on the product packaging will help build demand for U.S.-produced food and fiber.
Our mission is all about protecting farmland, deploying forward-looking conservation practices on the land, and ensuring that there's a new generation of farmers and ranchers to work that land and stay on that land. And so a really critical piece of all of that being successful is making sure that we have a viable agricultural industry here in this country. And what better way to do it than to make sure that there's a market for these domestically produced goods?
The U.S. Farm Certification process propels the mission of American Farmland Trust.
The funds that come in from the certification program will be used to help enable American Farmland Trust to provide technical resources and advisory services to farmers across the country, to talk with them about farmland protection and talk about succession planning or land access and transfer. So some of the most critical things that not every farmer may think about or know exactly how to do, this sort of gives them a lot of that starting information. And then, of course, we can point them to much more information.
Sauerheft outlines the steps required for certification.
A great place to start that would be by going to our website. So at farmland.org/US-farmed, that'll give you all sorts of information and how to get started. And then we connect you with the company that is doing the verification. And basically, you have to be able to show where you're getting your agricultural materials from. And it's an annual thing. I mean, I'm not going to say it's simple, but it's, as far as various certification programs go, this is much more straightforward than many.
American Farmland Trust Acting President and CEO, Dr. Beth Sauerheft. That's today's Agriculture America presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
This is an important notice to all U.S. taxpayers. The IRS is giving away billions of dollars in tax savings through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative to aid delinquent taxpayers. This initiative was established for anyone facing financial hardship and unable to pay their back taxes. Qualifying and enrolling in this program will stop all collections, settle your delinquent tax problem, and even reduce what you owe by thousands of dollars. Call the hotline at People's Tax Relief to see if you qualify and get this free information by dialing 800-419-2387. If you have unfiled tax returns or cannot afford to pay your personal or business back taxes, you can now get the help you need. One simple phone call can resolve your tax problem and save you thousands of dollars. To see if you qualify and to get this important free information, call 800-419-2387. 800-419-2387. 800-419-2387.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny with an isolated afternoon shower or thunderstorm possible here today. We'll get to around 68 for a high with wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 45. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 68. On Sunday, mostly sunny, a couple of afternoon thunderstorms with a high near 80. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I got rice cooking in the microwave. Got a three-day beard I don't plan to shave. And it's a goofy thing, but I just gotta say, hey, I'm doing all right. Yeah, I think I'll make me some homemade soup. I'm feeling pretty good, and that's the truth. It's neither drink nor drug induced, no, I'm just doing all right. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be this good? Oh, yeah. It's been 15 years since I left home and said good luck to every seed I'd sown. Give it my best and then I left it alone. I hope they're doing all right. Now I look in the mirror and what do I see? A lone wolf there staring back at me.
long in the tooth, but harmless as can be. Lord, I guess he's doing all right. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? Sometimes it's lonely, sometimes it's only me and the shadows that fill this room. Sometimes I'm falling, desperately calling, howling at the moon. Tattoo, or take my old Harley for a 3-day cruise. Might even grow me a Fu Manchu. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? It's a great day. Hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good?
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And Travis Tritt, great day to be alive here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, temperatures mid to upper 30s across the region this morning. Could see some rain today, and we'll have details with our ag weather forecast coming up next hour. The Wisconsin Women in Conservation had an event on Wednesday at the Wisconsin Farmers Union's Camp Kenwood in Chippewa Falls. Over 30 women, landowners, farmers, and local conservation experts all got together to learn from each other on how to take care of not only the land, but also water and even pollinators. The goal of the event was to bring people interested in conservation together and to share different potential ideas. Now, the Wisconsin Women in Conservation program has been around for many years, but they also started a new tri-county program for the organization that will cover Eau Claire, Chippewa, and Clark counties. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud sponsor of the FP Next podcast. There's been a lot of talk in 2024 about the state of the pork market, the beef market, and the dairy market, but sheep producers have largely been left out of the headlines. Maybe it's a case of no news is good news, and I'll have the details after this.
Plant your way to higher yield potential by investing in a precision upgrade from John Deere. Improve emergence with ExactEmerge row units and our patented brush belt technology. Easy adjust row cleaners and individual row hydraulic downforce will help you improve seed placement. Interested in better seed placement and higher yield potential with your current planter? Ask your John Deere dealer about precision upgrades.
Kurt and Sarah here, your hosts for the FP Next podcast. Tune in to our latest episode to find out how to stay safe, sane, and productive during those busy seasons on the farm.
You have to make sure that you are ready for the long hours. Important part of our conversation to keep everyone safe, functioning well, and maybe most of all, sane during what can be a chaotic season. Hear this and more from your friends at FP Next, powered by John Deere. With new episodes every other Tuesday, find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or on farmprogress.com.
While the dairy and beef markets continue to grapple with the implications of the H5N1 virus, and the pork market continues to watch strong export business develop, sheep and lamb producers also are confronting a volatile market, though market indicators are looking good. Domestically, sheep producers have faced many of the same challenges beef producers have over the last 5 years, including widespread drought across key production areas, rapidly rising input costs, and the lack of young producers moving into the business. That's meant, like cattle, the U.S. sheep herd continues to contract. 2023 saw the smallest lamb crop on record, according to the American Sheep Industry Association, with just over 3 million head born. On average last year, the industry was feeding 34% fewer animals than in 2022, and those tight inventories helped the lamb feeding industry return to profitability by the middle of last summer. Prices for lamb have declined since their 2022 highs, but they are still roughly $2 per pound higher than they were before the COVID pandemic. Jeff Ebert, chairman of the American Lamb Board, said the tight supply has contributed to higher retail prices, which have been largely sustained despite relatively high slaughter levels over the past year. And demand hasn't just been strong domestically. Data compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation shows that February lamb exports rose to 270 metric tons, an 11% increase from 2023 as the Bahamas, Canada, and the Leeward-Windward Islands in the Caribbean stepped up their purchases. Tonnage was up 11%, but the value of those exports climbed 18% over year-ago levels as global prices remain high. Looking to the future, Sheep Industry News reports that mature sheep slaughter has been running higher than usual. If those slaughter rates continue, ewe numbers, and therefore the lamb crop next year, could be even tighter than this year. The outlook may not be quite as bright for the wool market, but I'll have those details after this.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Max Armstrong here. The demand for nitrogen has never been higher. Fortunately, Pivot Bio has transformed the way fertilizer is produced and used by farmers. Unlike synthetic nitrogen fertilizers, the cost of Pivot Bio Proven 40 is every bit as consistent as its performance. And since it's applied in furrow at planting, it's weatherproof.
To learn more, contact Bauer Seeds in Service in Durand, Wisconsin. Call 715-577-8541.
Looking out for the remainder of 2024, the shrinking supply of U.S. sheep should keep lamb prices supported. However, the wool outlook isn't as bright. That industry is more tightly connected to global events, and as economies outside the United States struggle, the demand for finer wool has declined, and along with it, prices. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere, proud sponsor of the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-785-9545. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-785-9545 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-785-9545 to see if you qualify. That's 800-785-9545.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I know that every morning you go thumbing through the personal warnings. You grab the latest copy, a cup of coffee, and settle in for a good laugh. I've been trying to catch your eye, but I'm so shy. I'm hoping and praying that today's edition is gonna catch your attention, 'cause there's a single white female looking for that special lover. To put it in a nutshell, a one woman man who doesn't want no other. Oh, you never can tell, she just might be your dream come true. The single white female is looking for a man. I'm not sure if I should have put it in writing. Might have been a little reckless, a little desperate, but I think I did the right thing. Couldn't go on living, keep it hidden, so I'm telling you everything. It's my confession, I hope you get the message. There's a single white female looking for that special lover. To put it in a nutshell, a one woman man who doesn't want no other. Oh, you never can tell, she just might be your dream come true. A single white female is looking for a man like you. It's my confession, I hope you get the message, that there's a single white female looking for that special lover. To put it in a nutshell, a one woman man who doesn't want no other. Oh, you never can tell, she just might be your dream come true. A single white female is looking for a man.
Which way to go? These empty miles and her memory, they just seem to linger on. She left me on this lost highway, wondering why and where she's gone. That's how a cowgirl breaks a young man's heart. That's how my whole world slowly came apart. With a cold and empty stare, as if I wasn't there. She didn't even stop to cry. That's how a cowgirl says goodbye. Her mama down in Abilene, just to find out how she'd been. She said she'd stop a while in San Antonio, spend some time with an old friend. With all this distance in between us, I'm sure I never crossed her mind. May take all these roads ahead just to leave it all behind. That's how a cowgirl breaks a young man's heart. That's how my whole world slowly came apart. With a cold and empty stare, as if I wasn't there, she didn't even stop to cry. That's how a cowgirl says goodbye. That's how a cowgirl breaks a young man's heart. That's how the whole world slowly came apart. With a cold and empty stare, as if I wasn't there, she didn't even stop to cry. I guess that's how a cowgirl says goodbye.
We knew you'd catch something today. Great country music on Real Country 1430.
Driving down the interstate, running 30 minutes late, singing Margaritaville and minding my own. Some foreign car driving dude with a road rage attitude pulled up beside me talking on his cell phone. He started yelling at me like I did something wrong. He flipped me the bird and then he was gone. Some beach somewhere, there's a big umbrella casting shade over an empty chair. Palm trees are growing and warm breezes blowing. I picture myself right there on some beach somewhere. I circled the parking lot trying to find a spot just big enough I could park my old truck. A man with a big cigar was getting into his car. I stopped and I waited for him to back up. But from out of nowhere a Mercedes-Benz came cruising up and whipped right in. Some beach somewhere, there's nowhere to go and you got all day to get there. Cold margaritas and hot senoritas smiling with long dark hair on some beach somewhere. Well, I sat in that waiting room, it seemed like all afternoon. The nurse finally said, "Doc's ready for you. You're not gonna feel a thing. We'll give you some Novocaine. That tooth will be fine in a minute or two." Then he stuck that needle down deep in my gum and he started drilling before I was numb. Some beach somewhere, there's a beautiful sunset burning up the atmosphere. Music and dancing and lovers romancing the salt evening air on some beach somewhere. On some beach somewhere.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. USDA's National Ag Statistics Service says there was a decrease in Wisconsin's cherry production for 2023. The state's tart cherry output totaled 10 million pounds, reflecting a 19% decline compared to 2022. The decrease can be attributed to two key factors. The area dedicated to tart production remained consistent at 1,700 acres, but the average yield per acre saw a drop of 1,420 pounds, reaching 5,880 pounds in 2023. The average price of tart cherries in Wisconsin also was lower in 2023 at 18.8 cents a pound compared to 20.4 cents per pound in 2022. That resulted in a total value of $1.82 million for the cherry crop in 2023. The Association of Equipment Manufacturers partnered with other ag industry stakeholders to showcase American agriculture at the National Mall in Washington. It was a chance to show the public how farmers feed and fuel the world while protecting the environment for future generations. More than 12,000 people came out to the National Mall for the second celebration of modern agriculture. The three-day event featured combines, harvesters, milking equipment, sprayers, planters, irrigation equipment, and tractors of all sizes. The public also saw interactive and hands-on exhibits by grower groups and agricultural innovators. This year's theme was the future of food and farming. The showcase of the event focused on the advances driving American agriculture's long history of producing more while reducing its environmental footprint. The latest agricultural innovations are more than just tractors. These technologies are powering a sustainable future, said Megan Tennell, president of the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. The National Pork Producers Council is hosting the 2024 World Pork Expo June 5th and 6th at the Iowa State Fairgrounds in Des Moines. NPPC is inviting those attending the event to engage with the latest insights across all facets of the pork industry. This year, the event features a new two-day schedule and the return of the world's largest pork-specific trade show. Other highlights include the return of free educational seminars and the introduction of the Young Pork Associates Issues Meet. In a constantly changing industry like ours, it's important to stay informed and innovative, said NPPC President Lori Stevermer. This is especially true as we welcome young people eager to make a difference. And the expo is all about improving knowledge for all professionals and supporting young talent in the industry. The Young Pork Advocates Issues Meet is a speaking event for young people passionate about the pork industry's future. The average age of U.S. farmers continues to be a concerning topic. FarmDoc Daily says the 2022 Census of Agriculture confirms that U.S. farmers continue to get older. However, America's farmers are also becoming younger relative to the U.S. population. Relative to the rest of the population, the farmers have become slightly younger over the last 60 years. Since 1960s, farmers' ages have increased 7.6 years, while the median age of the U.S. population has increased 8.8 years. The average age of the U.S. farmer is 58.1 years as of the 2022 census. The share of farmers between 45 and 64 was lower in the 2022 versus the 2017 census of ag. In contrast, the shares of people less than 45 and over 65 increased from 19% to 22% and from 34% to 39%, respectively. In the 2022 census, 85% of farmers older than 65 reported being involved in day-to-day operations. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Mike Adams for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Remember biology class in high school? Most of us didn't get it or slept right through it. Well, we didn't, and we can help build your soil's biology. And biology can be the key to unlocking that next bushel and to help your plants thrive. Strong roots make for thriving communities. Plant your roots with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny with an isolated afternoon shower or thunderstorm possible here today. We'll get to around 68 for a high with wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 45. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 68. On Sunday, mostly sunny, a couple of afternoon thunderstorms with a high near 80. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Thank you.
two garage band covers. She was checking out riffs and memorizing chords. That guitar. Ah, girl with guitar.
She wasn't in a debutante.
Girls with guitar.
She didn't go out for cheerleading.